Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. In this episode, I want to discuss some neighborly gestures that can make you extend some kindness to your neighbor. When you purchase a home or move into a neighborhood, you never know who your neighbors are, right? Or who they really are, right? And you also don't know if you will be able to get along with them. It's sort of like starting a new job. You don't know who your coworkers are. You don't select your coworkers, and you may or may not like them all, right? But you do learn to get along with them. And so we want to discuss some strategies to help you get along with your neighbors, because believe it or not, neighbors can be beneficial to your safety, to your well-being, and to your peace of mind. Now, let me start by saying that everyone wants to be loved, right? And also, listen, there's something good about everyone, right? Even if they project anger or hatred, everyone has something good about them to love, right? And so you just need to focus on that. And you also need to, kill them with kindness, right? In other words, sometimes if you extend kindness to folks, it changes who they are, or at least for the moment, right? So we want to focus on kindly gestures or ways that you can do small acts of kindness towards your neighbors. Okay, let's start by saying smile. A simple gesture like that, smile, opens the door, right? Also, having conversations, you're walking out to the mailbox, right? Just kind of wave and smile. That little act. Now, let me just say that not everyone will respond and return the wave or the smile, but you've done your part, right? And you've attempted to break the ice. They know that you're not, you know, a mean person, and you may be approachable, right? Now, I know that I don't need to tell you that we live in an interesting world, right? So, I don't know. Some people make cookies and bake things and take it over to their neighbor. But like I said, we live in an interesting world, right? So, what you can do if you don't feel comfortable baking something, because, I don't know, some people don't eat everybody's cooking, right? But what you can do, especially if you are into arts and crafts, create some type of craft, like if you make candles, for example, something for the home. If you do arts and crafts or you want to learn arts and crafts, do something and then gift it to your neighbor as an extension of kindness, right? As an act of kindness, right? You can, like I said, make some candles or buy some candles instead of baking the cookies, right? And then give it to your neighbor. Also, guys, you can leave a positive note or some type of kind note. I don't know. I was going to say on the car, on the windshield car, but that's not always a good idea. Because like I said, people, we live in an interesting world, but you can put the note in the door, right? We as real estate agents go door knocking sometimes, and we leave information on the door. You do not ever, ever, ever want to put anything in the mailbox, right? Do not put anything in the mailbox. Another thing you can do, another act of kindness that you can do towards your neighbor is maintenance, helping them with maintenance. If you have an expertise in cleaning the gutters or or doing something that you see they need, like maybe washing the siding of the house, power washing, then extend that kindness and offer that service to them. Also, guys, if you are out doing the leaves, raking the leaves, we're getting to be, it is fall, so the leaves are falling, and it will come a time when people have to rake the leaves, blow the leaves, or what have you. If you know of a neighbor who is not able to do those things, then extend a helping hand, right? Same thing for the snow, same thing for the like I said, the leaves are coming up now. We have to bag them, or some people mulch them or whatever, shred them and then blow them or what have you. All of those lawn care services, and then the snow blower, like I said, all of those type of things, if you are able to do those, but you know that you have a neighbor who is maybe disabled or maybe elderly or maybe a female who just don't have the equipment and the supplies to do those things, right? Extend an act of kindness and do those things, especially when it comes to shoveling the driveway. That is some work right there, shoveling the driveway, the snow. And if you, the longer you leave it, the more packed it gets, right? Well, you, if you have a snow blower and you know that it would be easy for that neighbor, go ahead and extend acts of kindness and do that for that, on behalf of that neighbor. And listen, I want to suggest that you don't expect anything in return, right? Some people only do acts of kindness if they know that they're going to get some type of reward. Do it from the kindness of your heart. Do it without expecting some type of compensation. That is what will make it a kind gesture. Also, if you see a neighbor who is bringing in some groceries and you see the cars full of bags, they're having a hard time, it's okay to offer that service to help them, right? Neighbors or people in general like to receive help, right? And if you are a strong person and you're able to help them, and it's not even a matter of being strong, if you see that they have a whole lot of bags that they need to get into that house, and it's okay to offer that help. And you don't have to go into the house, right? You can just take the bag up to the door, up to the stairs, or what have you. That's better than nothing, right? Don't sit there and watch them struggle to get all them bags, and you sitting there standing on your porch like, okay, let me see if they can get them all. Let me see how long it takes them. No, go over there and extend an act of kindness and help them to get the bags inside the home. The other thing, listen, if you love to cook, right? You love to barbecue, you love to cook, right? And you have extras, or you want to invite a neighbor over to a barbecue, it's okay to do that, right? Because listen, you want to break the house. They don't have to come into your house, right? You can take the food to them, or you can invite them, like I said, to the barbecue and that you're having in your backyard, so they don't have to come into your home if you're not comfortable with that, right? Or you can invite them to come over and make a plate, right? That is a great act of kindness. Who doesn't like a barbecue, right? Who doesn't like a gathering, a social gathering where people are having fun and eating, right? They don't have to stay. You can invite them again to get a plate if they like, right? Also, guys, make a connection so that you do small talk. Just have small talk to find out what it is they like. Pay attention to what they have, you know. For example, if you know that your neighbor has jet skis, well, obviously that's something that they're interested in. So that is a way to get in or break the ice, I should say, and have a conversation about that topic, right? So, purposely look for opportunities to spark a conversation about something that they are interested in, and then feel free to share something that you are interested in as well, so that you guys can have a connection. Even if that connection is children, right? That's a great way to break into, if you are a woman and you see that your neighbor has children, parenting and childcare and motherhood, those are great topics and icebreakers. Now, if you don't have any, it's every now and then you can mention it, but at the same time, if that's not your thing, don't step over the line, right? Because people can tell when you're being phony, right? So you want to be genuine And yet at the same time, you want to extend that acts of kindness to your neighbor. Guys, it is getting to be, it is October. You know, Halloween is coming up. You can do treat bags for your neighbors, right? But remember to put a little note in with your information so they'll know who it came from, right? You can get the little goodie bags from the dollar store and, you know, stuff it with candy or just a positive message. Yeah, motivational messages, positive messages in these treat bags. And then just put them on your neighbor's door, right? That's fun. Random acts of kindness can make everyone feel better, right? And it makes you feel more comfortable about living in the neighborhood. Acts of kindness make people feel less isolated. It makes them feel more appreciated. And it contributes to their self-worth and your self-worth as well. And they remind us all that small things matter, right? And it makes people realize that it's not such a bad world at all, right? That there is some good in this world. All right, guys, I hope that that has been helpful. I really want you to have an awesome time in your home with your neighbors and enjoy in your neighborhood. Again, I hope this has been helpful. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that like button if this has been beneficial to you. But I want to start having more podcasts like this about friendly acts of kindness and friendly justice. There's so many neighbors who are in conflict with each other. I was watching one on on the court shows, one of them court TV shows. And I just thought about the fact that, wow, they have to live and see this person every single day, right? And they can really, there also have been neighbors who have killed other neighbors because the tension has gotten to be so bad, right? So I want to start being a part of the solution and doing my part by helping us to show random acts of kindness towards our neighbors. Again, if this has been helpful, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. Hit that like button and I will see you. Thank you so much for watching and I will see you in the next episode.